In light of recent events between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, international travel faces significant disruptions. For those planning to travel this region, understanding the evolving travel landscape is crucial. The Tel Aviv International Airport is still operational, but is seeing fewer flights than usual. Major airlines such as United Airlines, Delta Airlines, and American Airlines have paused their services. Additionally, a representative from a notable European airline shared that flight timings might change due to the current circumstances. Those traveling by sea face similar disruptions. Many cruise lines that had scheduled stops at Israeli ports in the coming weeks are now rerouting. Norwegian Cruise Line and Oceania Cruises have already adjusted their plans. Other cruise entities are in the process of reviewing their upcoming itineraries, with some deciding to temporarily halt their calls to Israel. It's crucial for travelers to be aware of the updated advisories. The United Kingdom's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, as well as Ireland's Department of Foreign Affairs, advise against non-essential trips to Israel and nearby regions. There's also a need for travelers to understand that standard travel insurance may not provide coverage for regions under active advisories. With a volatile situation, insurance providers are becoming complex. Travelers should confirm specifics with their insurance companies. Additionally, staying connected with airlines and regional authorities for the latest updates is recommended. The ongoing unrest between Israel and Hamas is undeniably affecting travel worldwide. Those contemplating a trip to this area or with existing bookings must be vigilant, prioritize safety, and stay informed. With continuous route changes from airlines and cruise lines, coupled with travel advisories, it's essential for travelers to exercise caution and make educated decisions.